This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Is speaking every day. Are you listening? Now, you must hear God's word. I want you to think about this. When you take two ears and put them side by side, it forms the shape of a heart. Take a look at it. I actually have a picture here. I don't know if you'll be able to see it on the screen. But if you take two ears and place it side by side, it forms the shape of a heart. Interestingly, the word ear sits right in the middle of heart. The ear is the way to the heart. So if you want someone's heart, learn to listen to them. If you want God's heart, learn to listen to Him. Well, I tell you, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And He says this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. It says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" What I want you to know is that to be saved or to be accepted into the body of Christ, you must hear God's word. You know, as I quoted already, John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So we see that God is telling us that it's simple belief. That belief includes hearing God's word, and that belief also includes repentance. And we know that because Jesus said it right here. Look at Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Here's what Jesus said. I'm telling you, always go with what Jesus said. Listen to what Jesus says. He says, "I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." So now, did Jesus add repentance to belief? It was a part. They can't be separated. You can't say, "Hey, I believe in God," and have not repented. That's crazy. That's ludicrous. If you believe in Christ, here's what you're saying. You're saying, "Hey, I recognize my sin. I recognize that I have sinned against God. I recognize I cannot save myself. And I see the gift of God, of Jesus Christ, the blood that was shed for me. And I put my faith in Him because He rose from the grave the third day." And then if you believe that, the change takes place in your heart, and you turn from your wicked ways. And there's the problem right there. This is why Jesus was saying, repent, because many have not turned. You know, the Bible tells us the devils believe and tremble. That's a different one, because they know God. You know, they can't believe like we can. But God tells us we need to believe. That means hear His word, accept it, and turn from our ways. It goes together. It cannot be separated. So God wants us to know this. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, here we go. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth..." See? I'm telling you, because people are listening to what you're doing. You could be saying, "Hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that," but people are listening. But let's finish this verse here. Romans 10, 9, it says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart..."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.